Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. My name is Provost Bob Bluen, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here at WCHL. Dr. Erica Wise studies the Earth's climate by looking at tree rings. As a faculty member in the Department of Geography, she collects tree trunk samples to determine how old trees are and when droughts and fires may have occurred. Capturing this data allows her to recognize climate change patterns and predict future ones.
Much of Dr. Wise's research studies how much and why the climate has actually changed.
Understanding past climate is really important for understanding recent and future climate, and that seems a little counterintuitive, but when you think about our recent climate changes, that satellite data we have for climate only really goes back to the 1980s or so, and even those thermometer and rain gauge data, they, for the most part, go back to the late 1800s, some a little bit earlier in the East Coast. But we started burning fossil fuels quite a lot in the mid-1800s. So all of our other types of climate data really already cover this period of time where humans were already starting to affect the climate. So to be able to say, is recent climate change different, we have to be able to compare it to something. And so we need these other tools to be able to know what the past climate was like so we can say, hey, are these recent trends different? Tree ring data, ice core data, all these other types of data can really kind of show this bigger window on past climate so that we can compare anything that's happened recently to the way things were before there were a lot of fossil fuel burning happening. We're continually finding new methods to look at past climate, what are called stable isotopes to look at past climate, or the waxes in tree leaves. So if you touch a leaf and it's really waxy, that wax that's on there can be preserved and used to study past climate. There's things called pack rat mittens, which are really cool. So pack rats preserve everything that they collected around them so you can learn about past environment. So even when you already had the tree ring or you had the ice core, but we are always finding new ways to get different types of information out of that data. We often think of climate models for looking at future climate, but models are also used to look at past climate, and those are always being improved as well. One thing that I really focus on is looking at those big climate patterns like El Nino or one of those big atmospheric patterns we've heard of recently is the polar vortex. So these kind of things happening at that scale, like big hemispheric scales, really affect us and affect climate all over the world. So for instance, we had a couple of really huge El Ninos in the 80s and 90s. And the question is that a global warming signal or do we see those back through time as well? So just, again, trying to see if things we're experiencing recently are different than those things that we experienced in the past.
One of the two classes Dr. Wise teaches each semester also debates climate change and global warming.
The controversy about global warming does not have to do with science. No one could ever present enough data to convince people who are climate change deniers that climate change isn't happening because it's not based on science. There's been a lot of misinformation put out to make people feel like there's a scientific debate about climate change. That debate is happening in kind of a different realm that's separate from science. So there's been a lot of studies that have shown you if somebody does not, quote unquote, believe in climate change, there's no amount of data you could show them that would change their mind because it's not really data-based. It's based on a belief that scientists are telling you climate change is happening for some other nefarious reason, like that they want more bigger government or they want more money or something like that. But in any surveys about what Americans care about, climate change tends to come in pretty low. So most people don't think about climate change. There's some people who just think it's some vast conspiracy from scientists who are really concerned about climate change. And then there's people in the middle who are just kind of confused because they hear all of this different types of information and they don't know who to believe or they don't know what the actual state of the science is. So it's kind of unfortunately moved out of science and into this other realm that has to do with social media and politics and a lot of things like that.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.